track 13.
I'm having so much trouble with my finances. I never have enough money, and the expenses just keep coming, more and more all the time. Teresa, you know me. You have a good idea how I live and how I spend. Do you have any suggestions on how I could cut back?
Well, you need to focus on reducing your living expenses. Say no to expenses that aren't really necessary, and maybe try to be a little more disciplined.
Expenses that are not really necessary. Like what?
Well, take your wants budget. These are the things that you want, but you don't need. Like many people, you spend a lot on movies, streaming services, a gym membership, eating out with friends, and going out for an occasional night on the town. All these are part of living, but it's possible to cut back or choose economical options. You could try a less expensive gym package, inviting friends to your home for a meal instead of eating out, or meeting up with them at a park for a walk or a game of soccer, or go for a bike ride together.
True. That would allow us to socialize without spending a lot of money.
Another place to save is on work lunches. Avoid takeout or restaurant lunches when you're working. That goes for morning coffee, too. It's not so hard. If you brought food and coffee from home instead of spending money on the restaurant alternative, you could easily save hundreds of dollars a month.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. If I kept the takeout food and coffee as occasional, I would survive.
I think you would. I'm thinking of another category of expenses you could save on, which is energy costs. You live alone in your apartment, so one of your big living costs is your energy bill. It's expensive yet unavoidable. You have to pay for heating, hot water, and air conditioning. But we can all make certain choices to reduce these expenses. If we all turned our heat down and the air conditioning up, we would save hundreds of dollars. We can also waste less hot water by taking shorter showers and only running the dishwasher when it's full.
I would never have thought of that.
Here's another big one. Car ownership. If you didn't have a car, you would save a lot of money. Thousands of dollars a year. Think of the expenses related to having a car. The monthly car payment, gas, insurance, maintenance, and repairs. And there's parking fees too. If you used public transit, you would adapt to the schedule and routes. And after a time, you would probably wonder why you ever had a car.
Well, that might be hard to get used to. I love the convenience of having a car, but I agree it comes at a very high price. By the way, Teresa, you with all your smart ideas, when are you getting rid of your car?